We'll do it live. Okay. Fucking thing. We'll do it live. Right. Fuck it. Do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Okay. Ready? Right.
Fucking thing sucks. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. After a long break, this is your Minority Sports Report. It is the first week of January in this year of our Spider-Man 2014.
Sure, that's what he says. Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's first wild card weekend. It's NFL wild card weekend.
Wild card.
And wow. It was... as John...
It was wild.
It was wild. It was a great weekend.
It was. NFL.
All four games were pretty good. Well, three out of four, but hell, that's...
What was the third game? What was the game that you would say was not that
good? San Diego-Cincinnati was...
Yeah,
it wasn't even very exciting.
It really wasn't, but yeah, I'm gonna agree with you, even though I know you have more reasons to hate that game than most.
I have a lot of reasons to hate that game. I have a lot of reasons to hate that game. Bolo tie withstanding.
Bolo tie, velveteen.
Oh jacket. My god! I don't even want to start. Let's not even talk. Let's start with the first game.
Plaid shirt, button up.
Let's just get right into it because that's I'm fired up about it. I'm fired up. We got Kansas City at Indianapolis. And you know, this one was one for the ages.
Yeah, it was.
It featured the second biggest comeback in NFL playoff history. Yeah. Down 28 points, the Colts rally back to win the game 45-44. Andrew motherfucking Luck.
Oh my god.
Like, okay. Ooh. The man throws three interceptions. Three interceptions.
Yeah.
And they managed to win the game.
Well, it's because, you know, last week Andy Reid was like, you know, I'm going to rest all my starters so they don't get injured. And then they all got injured.
Oh, they all got injured. Everyone got injured on that Chiefs team.
It seemed like everyone. It really did.
It was...
But that's still no excuse for you to blow a 28-point lead because you still have your quarterback and you still have a majority of your offense and your defense was still there.
Yeah, it's so, just... It's no reason. There's no reason for the implosion that was the Kansas City Chiefs.
The stagnation.
Oh, my gosh. And Andrew Luck, who, he's legit.
Yeah, he is.
Is there any question out of the young rookie quarterbacks that Andrew Luck is not the best?
I've always thought so.
I mean, it was just, I don't, that fumble recovery. The man... There's a fumble. The running back fumbles the ball. Donald Brown fumbles the ball on the 3-yard line. It bounces off the lineman's head. Andrew Luck has to quote the presence of mind to pick up the ball.
Presence of mind.
And run it in for a touchdown. Ugh.
Yeah, that was.
When that happened.
No, he didn't even run it in. He's smart enough to know that he stuck his arm out because there was nobody there.
Yeah, he just.
And then plowed his way in.
Yeah, just crossed the line.
What the fuck?
Oh, it was...
Yeah, that guy's...
It was football... Nice. I don't know. Football awareness? Oh, yeah. Brilliance? I just... It happened, and it was like...
Yeah, no,
you can't really make that up.
No.
And it was just... Oh. And it just makes me angry, because he's going to be with Indy for his entire fucking career... Until they get another franchise quarterback that they'll never have to worry about that position again. But
it was a good game, though.
It was a great game.
Kansas City definitely choked on that one.
And, you know, to everyone in Kansas City, I say, you had a great season.
Yeah.
You had a great season.
Listen, I'm going to take it there because I don't give a fuck. You went from a 2-win... player murdering, suiciding season to playoffs, lost by 1 point.
Lost by 1 point to a really good team.
You can't not, if you lose, you have to lose like that.
Yeah. No, it's There is no reason to be disappointed. Take it like I did the Tebow season. Just enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
You had no expectations. And if you said you did, you're a fucking liar.
Speaking of Tim Tebow, who has more playoff wins than Alex Smith.
Than Alex Smith. No, not Alex Smith. No, Andy Alex. Dalton.
Excuse me, Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Excuse me. I said Alex Smith. Ugh. Yeah, Andy Dalton and the Bengals.
Well, he might. No. No, Alex Smith has a few because he went to the NFC Championship.
So yeah, he's got, yeah, yeah, he's got a couple.
But, yeah, Andy Dalton for the third year in a row. The Bungles. The Cincinnati Bungles. You are undefeated at home unless it's the game that matters.
Yeah. Regular season doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, it doesn't mean crap if you can't fucking do this.
Yep.
Because, oh my god. I should have known, too. I was like, there is no reason the Bengals have to lose this game. There's absolutely no reason they should lose that game. The conditions were in their favor. They're a cold weather team.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they have the talent. They have the talent.
They do.
Their defense was holding it down for most of the game.
For all the game. The defense was... It was nice watching them play, but Andy.
Okay, let's look at Andy's terrible Andy stats.
I don't give a fuck, Andy. I would not want that dude as my quarterback.
Andy motherfucking can't
Romo.
Win a
game. Andy Romo.
Andy Romo. Hey, but I will say this about Romo: he disappoints his fans in December, so they don't feel that playoff loss. It's bad enough to just not be there.
This thing is dissipated to be by there. By New
Andy,
Year's.
Andy, you're even worse than Tony.
By New Year's, this thing is already gone in Dallas.
Yeah, you know, they're just looking, well, you know, I guess I'll root for this guy. Oh, man. Oh, where's the fucking stats on this?
Yeah, but anywho, he threw a lot of fucking interceptions, made a lot of shit choices, and you can't win games.
There were four turnovers.
You can't win
four
games.
4-0.
You can't win games. Especially when it matters. Now, yeah, regular season, whatever. You can have a fucking shit game or two or
he
three
only threw
or four.
Two interceptions.
Yeah, but they were bad interceptions, man. The second one he threw was terrible.
Oh,
the defender
awful.
Was with his receiver step for step since the snap of the ball, and yet he still
no.
threw it to him. Why? Because he's Andy Dalton.
He's Andy motherfucking Dalton. And I will say this. If I'm a Cincy fan, man, get rid of Dalton. Because you need a new quarterback. If Johnny,
yeah, but what? You can't. They made it to the playoffs. What are you going to do? Unless you, like...
Trade up.
Yeah, but...
Texans say they're willing.
Who are the Texans? Andy Dalton is not much better than either of the quarterbacks down in Houston.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, you know, they I don't know.
No, I'm saying you can trade up, but it's like... this situation will improve at quarterback because that's what's lacking. In Houston. But yeah, let's not talk about that because they're already out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but that leaves my Broncos playing the Chargers.
The Chargers are playing with confidence.
We'll talk about that as we move forward, as we talk about next week's game.
Confidence.
In the next segment.
But no, they won. They beat them.
They won the second half of the game, which is the half that matters.
They dominated the second
half. They dominated. They scored 20 points in the second half versus a big goose egg from the fucking Bengals.
Yeah, like...
Being down 10 points, that's nothing, guys.
Oh, we got home field advantage, yep.
Doesn't fucking matter if you lose.
Not home field advantage, but, you know.
But let's move on to a game that I enjoyed just because I'm a Drew Brees fan and a New Orleans
Boo.
Fan. Who dat say they're going to beat them Saints? Not
the next
the
AFC team that they... NFC, excuse me. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
But I like this because I also hate Chip Kelly. So Chip Kelly, you didn't win a fucking playoff game. And I'm happy about that. Nick Foles is good. Nick Foles is begrudgingly good. But I don't like Chip Kelly, so I'm not going to like the Eagles. So that's just the way it's going to go. But if Nick Foles was not being coached by Chip Kelly, I'd like the Eagles.
I don't believe in Drew Brees. He's like Santa Claus to me, honestly.
Oh, no, I don't think he's going to win. I can't remember who said it, but as somebody said, New Orleans got that, you know, the playoff road win monkey off their back, but they got a green and silver-backed gorilla standing firmly in their way.
My boy Keem told me, he was like, what'd he say? Ah, fuck, I wish I had my phone on me. He said Drew Brees and the Saints, to him, are like Austin Powers movies. The first one, yeah, it was great. But then you kind of get tired of them. And then you kind of just root for them because you want to like them because of what they did before. But at the end of the day, you know, it's an Austin Powers movie. You know, that's how I feel about the Saints, too. It's just like, after Katrina, hell yeah, I wanted them to win. Just like after 9/11, everybody wanted the Patriots to win. Like, yeah, you know, it's just like symbolic, you know. Well,
because none of the New York teams
got in. Right. But the thing is, like, it's everybody, you know, in the nation. Yeah. When there's tragedies, you kind of pull... You know, Patriots, it wasn't...
No,
you know,
but I don't know. I don't know. I like Drew Brees.
I don't like... But my... Oh, my God. Just like... For me, I view Drew Brees, he's a good quarterback.
You don't think he's elite?
He's great. He's a great quarterback. I don't think he's elite because he's not consistent. Granted, he's gotten, like, records, but perfect example, it was, like, the fourth or fifth play of the game. No. Was that the first game or the second game that was on? The Saints game.
The Saints game was the second game.
Okay, yeah. So it was like, yeah. He fucking throws a long ball. It goes like 60 yards and it's intercepted. To me, that is Drew Brees in a nutshell. Hand it off, dump pass, or long ball. Hopefully one of your guys catches it, which is why he breaks those records. Because versus like a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning, who has those numbers, but they're like 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 10-yard dump passes, you know. They do throw the long balls too, but it's like consistent guys. So I don't know. I really like Drew Brees. I do, but I'm not on his dick like everybody else. Not that everybody's on his dick, but it's just like I don't see it.
I mean, they're not my NFC team.
I would not.
I mean, I like them, but I don't know. I like the Packers
more. I said there is. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I get it.
I'd honestly pick Russell Wilson or Andrew Luck before I'd pick Drew Brees to be on my team on some real shit. Like, that's how I feel about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he struggled in San Diego. A lot of people forget that, like, he wasn't with the Saints.
No, he wasn't, man. He's,
and San Diego traded him because they were like, this Philip Rivers kid, he's the future.
He's the future. So it's like, I do like Drew Brees, but I'm not... Fuck Philip Rivers. I'm not on the pedestal. I'm not on the horse of Drew Brees.
Okay, Philip Rivers... wore a bolo tie, a plaid shirt, and a velvet fucking blazer.
Yeah, it was
that
nice.
That should be fucking illegal.
It was nice.
Oh my God, I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. Okay, sorry, sorry. Let's move on to San Francisco, Green Bay, and yeah, I mean, I expected San Francisco to actually win this one.
I honestly didn't care enough to even make a prediction. I just wanted to watch the game. It was a cool game.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, they kept it interesting at least.
Yeah, no, it was, like I said, it was, all the games were great
this weekend. Yeah, no, this...
However, Saturday's games blew today's games out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, come on. 28-point comeback is an amazing thing, no matter who you're rooting for or what's going on.
Fuck. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a...
You think it's just the Packers were just too injured?
No, I think it's just...
The 49ers are that much better.
Yeah, the 49ers are, this season, yet today, right now, the 49ers are better. And there's injuries everywhere. Like, there's a certain... For me, it's like week 6, week 7, I don't want to hear about injuries because at that point, every single team has major injuries. You know, so it's just like, what? How can you mold and gel with the pieces that you have? Off topic, but I kind of thought the 49ers would win because they are a run defense team. And it doesn't matter if it's cold. You can still run and hit the shit out of somebody in the weather like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Versus, like, airing it out if you're not used to that shit. So, whatever.
The Sunday edition of the Kansas City Star featured the headline, Horse... And in parentheses, bleep. to describe the 28-point loss to the Chiefs. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was really hoping Green Bay would pull this out, but this, you know, this leads to, you think San Francisco is going to beat the Panthers? Let's move on to next week. The next predictions for...
No, don't the Saints play the Panthers?
No, Saints play the Seahawks because they were the 16th.
Oh, that's right. How can I keep thinking about that? Oh, my God, because I totally love the AFC. I mean,
AFC. I'd rather do the NFC first.
NFC's first?
I don't care.
Okay. So we're starting with the NFC because John don't give a fuck.
I don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn. You'd like a honey badger. John don't give a fuck.
I'm going to say Cam Newton will have several picks.
Several? Like more than three?
Several means more than two, right?
Yeah, so you're saying three or four.
Okay. He might have two or three. I think he'll... I don't know, man, because I really...
You think
the 49ers defense is legit. You know, they will intercept you no matter who you are, just like the Seahawks. But at the end of the day, Cam Newton's a way better quarterback than he's a more complete quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. I think they have slightly a few more options.
Well, I mean, Carolina's defense isn't anything to sneeze
at. It isn't. That's why I'm like, I feel like Cam's gonna struggle in the beginning,
just because he hasn't had this right. playoff experience.
No playoff experience and the bye week. The first quarter, this is just me. He might start off slow.
You think like two picks in the first half?
Probably. But ultimately, they'll win that game.
So you're picking Carolina.
Yeah, I'm picking Carolina over the 49ers.
See, I don't know. For those reasons you just said, I think I'm going to pick Cam. Because I think he's just... I think the pressure... Cam.
So you're going with me, right?
Well, no. I'm going to pick... Cam's going to be too nervous to like all these things you said... It's
I don't think it's nerves at all because he's been on a national stage like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's yeah, college is one thing, but this is the NFL playoffs.
There's as many people that watch college football watch the NFL, so I don't think pressure is a factor for someone that's been in the light of for so long like him. I don't think pressure is an issue.
I don't know. I see
and
it.
It's home.
I think San Francisco's going to win. I think they're going to roll hot into Seattle, but that's where the train's going to stop. Giving away my pick for that game. Or maybe I'm not. But I think San Francisco goes in there. I think they win by a touchdown.
I got the Panthers. Panthers all day for... Like I said, I don't know, man. I just feel Kaepernick's going to run all over them.
They're going to win by more than a touchdown or less than a touchdown?
I would say more.
More? Two touchdowns?
I feel like this is just completely illogical, but I feel like the 49ers are bound to have one of those shit 49ers games where they can't score a touchdown. It's going to be like three, four field goals, and Cam's just going to shit all over them. That's what I feel is coming up. That's just me. Like I said, there's no logical explanation for that. That's just what I feel about it.
All right. Well, I'm going the opposite. I'm going to pick San Francisco.
San Francisco! Tabula!
All right. Well, moving on to the next game. New Orleans at Seattle.
Seattle's got that in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Really? I like Drew Brees a lot. I like the Saints a lot, but no. Come on.
I would love to be wrong about that. I really would be.
Oh, no. It would be awesome if the Saints went in there and were like, shut your fucking mouth. We're the fucking Saints. And they shit all
over. Y'all the ain'ts.
Yeah, y'all are ain'ts. I could say that more white.
Y'all
are ain'ts. But, yeah, I would love that narrative. That would be awesome because, then it'd be the Saints at San Francisco or
the Panthers. No, if the Panthers win, yeah, they still have to go.
It'd be at Carolina, but yeah, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, and it's not. I really don't think that's gonna happen.
But that would mean the NFC South is the best division in the NFC, which is crazy.
All I know is Richard Sherman is about to have a beastly playoff year.
Oh, no.
Barring injury.
Richard Sherman.
Oh, my God, man. They're so fucking good.
They're so good, it makes me angry.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right. Yeah. So you know our picks for that. Let's move on to the conference we care about, that we love, that we support, the AFC. We'll start with your game, New England.
Duh. Patriots, not going to give you a score because I don't know. I don't really like doing playoff scores because it's where magic happens.
Hey, NFL, I got your new tagline for next season's playoffs.
I think that's the NBA one. But.
Either way.
No, I all jokes aside, I see the Patriots winning. Andrew Luck, it's going to be a closer game than what I'm sure my fellow New Englanders are expecting. Because Andrew Luck is really good.
He's really good. He's really good. But Tom Brady is really good, too.
No, I'm not worried about the offense. This is going to be
a defensive battle.
Are the Patriots' defense, I think they're better than the Colts' defense.
But you haven't watched it as much.
Right, but they also haven't. I've seen what they've done to non-Tom Brady esque quarterbacks. I saw what they did to Peyton. Peyton had a shit game down there. Yeah. That wasn't just Indy playing well. Peyton was just off. Like, it just wasn't happening. Not that he was off, too. Just the whole team wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I'm basing it off of that game on Saturday's game, because I'm like, there's no way the Patriots D is going to choke on some shit like that. There's no way in hell the Patriots would give up a 28-point lead.
Broncos.
There's no way in hell. You know? So, but like, I do think the Patriots will win, and it will be a closer game than what I think a lot of my friends are expecting. I'll say a field goal.
A field goal.
I won't give you a score, but I think maybe
I don't like giving scores, but like, I like it, like giving like how much you think the team's going to win by. I would say New England by a touchdown. I think just the elements being in that humidity, in that cold in January. Man, I think that's a home field advantage.
Oh, absolutely.
Patriots don't give a fuck because they're used to that shit. But yeah. Andrew Luck plays in a dome.
And Indy, honestly, traditionally doesn't have a good history of winning in Foxborough.
Peyton doesn't have a good history of winning in Foxborough.
Indy, because he's been the quarterback there. Yeah, but I've really cared about
football. Yeah, I'm just saying.
But. No, I know. But yeah, it's not.
But I think the elements are going to play in the favor of New England. I think they're going to win by two touchdowns. 10 to 14 points.
Okay. That's a two-score game.
Yeah, two scores.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I can see that happening, too. I can.
All right. And let's talk about the game that I'm dreading. dreading this game.
All right. Do you want to go first, or should I
go first? I'll go first, because it's...
All right, you got 40 seconds. No, sir.
Let me tell you why I'm dreading this game. Because I expect the Broncos to lose, because they're going to screw up. I don't know how. I don't know what's going to happen. There's no reason for the Broncos to lose this game. And every time I say that, every time I believe that, they lose the game. Because the Broncos' offense is better on every level than the...
Absolutely.
Than the San Diego offense.
Absolutely.
The defense...
Not so much.
Maybe, I would say San Diego has a slight edge. But, I mean, it's just you have this offense that is so high-powered that I don't know if they can keep up. But then again, San Diego beat us in the regular season. You know,
and which was what, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was 4 weeks ago.
So that's relatively fresh in your memory on both sides.
Yeah, and it was in our, you know, it was at Mile High. You know, it's and it's just like, as a Broncos fan, I'm so used to just disappointment. And then, like, you know, just like, you know, if they just win this, then maybe, but. No,
so close.
There's Jacoby Jones catching that fucking pass.
Oh yeah, that was. Even yeah. I was in a little bit.
Oh no, it's just like everybody. No, it's just like there was silence.
Shit just really happened.
And
I was like, holy shit, that really just happened.
There's every rational part of me that knows football and kind, to my best of my abilities, analyzes football and tries to make decisions and predictions that are based on knowledge and, you know, facts and ideas that I have. And there's no reason the Broncos won't win this game by like 10, 14 points. And, but there's this emotional side of me, and I guess that's the part of sports that we all kind of love and hate.
Yeah.
It says, no, that's not going to happen. Philip Rivers and his bolo tie are going to saunter off of Mile High Stadium and be like, you know, we just play hard and we're working as a team, and it's just so amazing because everybody counted us out, but you know, we're here, and I bought this bolo tie for $19.99 at Walmart. You wouldn't believe that, would you? This shirt, 39 cents. But it's just that's the image I have, and I will spend the next week imagining that. So the rational side of me is gonna say Broncos 2 touchdowns. The emotional side of me is gonna say San Diego Chargers by a field goal.
Chargers goal. All right.
That was my rant. We try not to monologue, but I monologued.
I think the Broncos are gonna win. I hope they fucking lose, but I really think they're gonna win. But no, I don't. I'm just saying that to play devil's advocate. I really don't think they're gonna win.
No, they're gonna screw up.
I can't.
Something awful is going to happen.
That's exactly. Again, there's no logical reasoning for what I'm saying. But what you just said, like, I just feel in my gut that it is not going to go.
I want with every fiber of my being. I don't.
No, I'm sure you do. But, like, I don't think they're going to win. I think Philip Rivers, it is a known fact, Philip Rivers, other than playing in San Diego.
It's his favorite place to play. Because he loves the fans.
No, because people give you, you know, this is. The He's one the thing shit I'll give talker. You, I'll give you about Denver. Like, they definitely, like, when it comes to Broncos, like, people talk so much shit, but that's it, you know? So the fans are very passionate, you know? And I'm sure he respects that, which is, you know, why he likes playing here and likes beating people, because it gets so loud, and then just shut up, like, what is it, 20, 30,000 people? Just to shut them up? Whatever, how many people it is? A lot of people? Just shut them the fuck up? You know, it's
cool. Get them quiet.
But yeah, I really hope the Broncos lose. I really do. And I really think they're going to lose. But having said that, Peyton Manning will probably have like a fucking another 7-touchdown goddamn game. But yeah, I don't know. I really... Okay. All right.
But that's the pessimist.
I'm just getting more and more honest as it goes.
No, I mean, that's fine. I think
Peyton Manning is going to get injured tomorrow.
During the game?
I think he's going to take a nasty hit. No, seriously, I don't know, man. There's just something in me that something fucked up is going to happen on that game. I don't know what side is going to happen on, but somebody's going down.
Somebody runs into a kick.
Something bad is going to happen.
No, it's just that, yeah, it's just, I don't know. But yeah. Every rational part of me, like if this wasn't my team, I would take the Broncos and not bat an eye about it.
I wouldn't, because let's not forget Mr. Manning's playoff records, his history in the playoffs.
Isn't great.
He's not a great playoff quarterback.
But.
Though he's not. I'm sorry.
No, and history, actually, right now, history, since 2005, 6 seeds against 1 seeds are 6-2.
That's crazy. I had no idea it was like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty, damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so that's also weighing on me. So next week, if I sound super despondent and really distant, because
there's no podcast next week.
No, there will be. No, I know. I'll just be really quiet and just be like, yeah, I don't really want to talk about it.
I don't.
And I'll be like, oh my God, I have to root for the fucking... I have to root for the Patriots. Because I would rather see Tom Brady go to this fucking Super Bowl than Philip Rivers. If Philip Rivers goes to a Super Bowl, if Philip Rivers wins a Super Bowl, I will kill myself.
I don't think I'll watch the Super Bowl if the Chargers are in it.
Oh my God. If the Chargers are in the Super Bowl, I won't watch it. I won't really watch it because it would...
I'll watch it if it's the Panthers.
If it's the Panthers and they're blowing them out. If it's absolutely a blowout, then I'll turn it on just to watch Philip Rivers cry. But oh my God!
Yeah, I would not.
Philip Rivers wins the Super Bowl, I'll just die. I will just die, John.
Yeah, no, I'll literally not watch. I don't give a fuck. I love football, but if the Super Bowl is not interesting to me, I'm not gonna fucking watch it. There's been so many Super Bowls I haven't watched over the last decade because I don't give a fuck about those teams. I'll see the highlights. I'll watch like 5-10 minutes, but I'm not watching it all the way through. And that's not because I'm just a Patriots fan. It's just like some... What was it? The Cardinals versus Steelers? I didn't watch that one.
I watched it. I just remember getting really drunk during
There's so many. But yeah, I just... Whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, I do not... Please. If there's a God or whatever... Please don't let the Chargers represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Please.
And one final kind of sports-related news. O.J. Simpson has brain cancer.
Oh, does he really?
He does.
Oh, good. Wow. Oh, life-threatening.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's pretty advanced.
Well, you know.
But.
Karma's a bitch.
He's asking Obama for a... presidential pardon. You think Obama's gonna release OJ?
No! There's no... Nigga, you're an accused murderer.
Convicted kidnapper.
Armed robbery. No, nigga. You're not some political activist that's like changed his life. Nigga, you got brain cancer, you wanna get out of prison.
Yeah, and that's what Obama needs. Obama needs to be known as the president who let O.J. Simpson out of jail.
O.J. beat the system again. Again, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure Obama's like, yo, how do we fast track this?
I want this on my desk. I hope $700.
Yeah. I think Obama's got bigger shit to worry about right now.
Yeah. Nah, I don't feel bad for him. I don't, because I don't give a fuck. Everybody knows he killed those people.
Yeah.
And then he's done some other horrible shit in his life.
He was accused and acquitted.
No, I'm sure. No, he was legally, but everybody fucking knows what really went down. Well, not really went down, but come on. You know.
You know, like I said, he killed those people.
Like I said, karma's a bitch. OJ's about to die a painful death because he's lived a pretty terrible life as a human being. And I don't know him personally, but, you know, granted, the media is all about negativity, but. No, the only positive thing I know that OJ did was what the fucking Naked Gun movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that I've ever seen OJ in that was, like, positive growing up as a kid, you know? Seriously, everything's been super negative about OJ. So it's like, I have no sympathy for him.
So, at Lincoln Field. After the Eagles game, the fireworks accidentally went off.
Oh, it was accidental.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was some sort of malfunction after the Saints kicked the field goal. There were fireworks that went off.
Fuck it, man. We got all this money.
The dirty, stinking green birds of Philadelphia.
Did you see the Saints put a target on their bus?
Really?
Yeah, so on the bus, they were like, every time they go, like, I guess Eagles fans have a reputation of throwing shit at the buses, the team buses, so they put a big ass, like, you know, red, white target in the middle of the bus. Like, wow, that's fucking terrible. Encouraging vandalism. Way to go.
Oh, whatever. If they can afford it.
No, they can't.
And on that note, we hope you had a great wild card weekend. We did. Other stuff happened in sports, and we'll talk about that in about a month.
Maybe.
No, we will. Because we'll have nothing else to talk about.
Well, yeah, we'll forget about the stuff that's happening now. You know, like the Winter Olympics.
No, we'll talk about those. sense.
We are?
Yeah, because it happens after the Super Bowl.
Oh my god! No, sir.
So we'll be talking about the triathlon, all which is basically skiing and shooting, which I am all for.
All I have to say is, people got a problem with us going to fucking Russia because of the gay stuff. 1936, we was in Germany with the Nazis. Have a good day.
It's only been a week. The rush of being home and rapid fading. Failing to recall what I was missing all that time in England has sent me aimlessly on foot or by the help of transportation to knock on windows where a friend no longer live I had forgotten.
There's always something.